USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a funeral for the nation's top general, Iranian leaders vow to take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani. That's Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Also at that funeral, an Iranian lawmaker put an $80 million price on President Trump's head. NATO ambassadors will meet in Brussels today to discuss the rising tensions in the Middle East. America has lost its first law enforcement officer in the line of duty this year with the Sunday morning shooting death of a 26-year-old cop in South Carolina. Authorities say a suspect's in jail for the killing of Officer Jackson Winkler during a traffic stop in Florence. Disgraced movie exec Harvey Weinstein going on trial today on 5 sex crimes charges. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Amending an initial report, U.S. defense officials now say three Americans were killed in an attack on a military base in Kenya. The U.S. Africa Command saying that one U.S. service member and two civilian contractors died. The attack happened in the pre-dawn hours of Saturday at a military base in Kenya near the border with Somalia. The terrorist group Al-Shabaab is claiming that it was responsible and destroyed planes, helicopters, and vehicles as well. The 77th Annual Golden Globes Awards held last night. The World War I film 1917 was awarded Best Drama Picture as well as Best Director. Quentin Tarantino's film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood took three awards, more than any other film. And while accepting the special Cecil B. DeMille Award, Tom Hanks had advice for fellow actors.
Showing up on time is one of the greatest liberating acts you can give yourself in a movie.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio's Wendy King has a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend.
Yes, it's in.
Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is still number one at the box office this weekend, grossing $33 million. Over 3 weeks, it's grossed $450 million. Number two, Jumanji, The Next Level, with $26 million. The literary classic, Little Women, is at number three with $13 million. The new scary mystery movie called The Grudge, coming in at number four with $11.3 million. And practically tying it at number five, Frozen 2, still on the charts. An overall total for Frozen 2, $450 million. The animated feature, Spies in Disguise, coming in at number six with $10.1 million. Knives Out, still there at number seven with $9 million. Uncut Gems at number eight with $7.8 million. And the movie about Fox News, Bombshell, with Charlize Theron and Nicole Kidman, coming in at number nine with $4.1 million. And the Broadway musical Cats, remade into a movie, is at number 10 with $2.6 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.